The Human Rights Commission highlighted America's sex trafficking problem Tuesday in Washington, D.C. They focused on the demand for sex trafficking and how that plays a critical role in maintaining the sex trade. Representative Randy Holtgren of Illinois says the issue with the sex trafficking industry comes from the demand for sex trafficking.
Increasing evidence reveals that demand plays a critical role in sustaining sex trafficking. It's one of those things, if men stopped purchasing sex overnight, the demand for sex trafficking would stop.
Former sex trafficking survivor Tina Front now runs a home for kids who are escaping the industry. She says a lot of people ask her whether those so-called Johns who purchase sex from children know that they are actually dealing with underage minors.
My trafficking situation started at 9 years old. In my own situation and say, I don't know, did someone know I was 9? But do we feel bad as a society for me when I was 9? Would you feel bad when I was 13 and I got no help? Would you feel sorry for me at 16? Would you blame me and not the man who bought sex at 18?
Taina Bienname, the executive director for the Coalition Against Trafficking in Women, says it is impossible to know the actual number of victims who are in the sex trafficking industry worldwide.
The numbers range from 4 million to 27 million, depending on the sources.
The National Human Trafficking Resource Center says there have been 21 reported human trafficking cases in Utah so far this year. 16 of those victims were adults and 5 were children. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.